Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
Friday, April 5, here's what people are talking about. Freeze warning overnight tonight. Boiler up tomorrow, 6:09 tip time on radio, 5 p.m. Eclipse path changed. A new map of totality. I'm not making it up. That sounds like something I would make up on Friday right before this Monday event. We'll get to that and oh so much more. Good morning. I'm Steve Lindell, thanking everyone for attending, for listening and viewing last night's candidate forum, the League of Women Voters of four counties in our area, including the Muncie, Delaware County. Linda Hansen and everybody involved with putting on that candidate forum. The replay of the entire forum, thanks to Emily Guffey, my producer in the Axia Command Center, is up and on. Sean Mattingly handled exceedingly huge tech help last night. He made sure that the forum is also available on several other platforms, and our station in Anderson-Madison County, Oldies 101 Radio News, simulcasting that entire event to get out to help the voters to get ready for the primary election May 7th for the 5th Congressional District. Thanks very much to Brett Busby for anchoring the coverage at Anderson High School and for all the candidates for their willingness to serve. I felt it was a useful event. I felt like some things were clarified in my mind about where those candidates stood on certain issues, and we'll have more coverage, extensive coverage, through the hour as we move through the morning here together. All right, let's get on to item one, the weather. And our WMUN meteorologist is, as always, Paul Poteet.
The only day in my seven-day forecast without a rain chance is the eclipse day. How lucky are we? Today, the spotty showers are going to be around in the afternoon, on the light side again, with a cold high of 46 and lots of clouds. Those clouds and those rain chances will end after about sunset tonight. Sky clears out and we get a freeze warning for tomorrow morning. Low of 28, mostly sunny, 52 on Saturday, and then we jump to near 60 with some scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon and evening on Sunday. Partly sunny right now for Monday. Highs around 70, maybe even the low 70s.
All right. Thank you, Paul. Talking to my beautiful wife, Nancy. Should I cook something on Sunday? Some meat in the backyard? I don't know. Maybe. Just thinking. Did the eclipse path change? I'm holding that story until later this hour because it's a great tease. Oh, let's do our local news summary now, though. Want to lead off with a sports item here. I understand there's some gymnastics fun for BSUers this coming weekend. I'll look for that information. I saw a headline yesterday or the day before. But volleyball, I know this factoid. The BSU men's volleyballers won a share of the conference regular season title. Last night, that was determined. Their third straight one of those. How about that, Coach Donan Cruz and the dudes? Saturday, 5 p.m., home for senior night. They'll honor the senior volleyballers, I think, right after the match. They would love to see a big crowd. Now, the rest of our news summary on WMUN. All invited agreed to attend and answer voters' questions at last night's 5th District Congressional Candidate Forum. Keep listening for coverage in the days to come. The deadline to register to vote is this Monday, though the eclipse might extend the deadline to noon Tuesday for some county buildings by state law. $65 hotel rooms in Muncie might cost as much as $400 for eclipse visitors, according to the Lafayette Journal and Courier.
I'm Peter Colleen. Delaware County Emergency Management advising if you'd like to get local alerts surrounding the upcoming eclipse or other important events, you can sign up through Nixle. To do so, text your zip code to 888-777. You can also register at local.nixle.com/register.
solar eclipse on Monday at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, going all in to help make it something for people to remember.
IMS is hosting a watch party, which has been 6 years in the making. IMS President Doug Bowles says they plan to capitalize on it.
Of those 40,000 people we expect to be here, 75% of them have never been to the Speedway before. So it's a brand new customer, somebody that's never seen the Speedway. So it's a great opportunity.
He says the infield and some of the grandstands will be open for you to take in the eclipse. Bowles urges you to be prepared, though, since traffic around the Speedway is expected to be a lot busier than usual that day. Kurt Darling, Network Indiana.
Many attended, more watched, and even more listened to our radio broadcast of last night's Congressional District 5 Candidate Forum. Sponsored by several leagues of women voter groups, extensive coverage this morning on WMUN's Delaware County Today radio show from 8 to 9 a.m. on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and Alexa, play WMUN. A lot of money is being thrown at Indiana to build a new microchip-making factory in West Lafayette.
$3.87 billion, that's billion with a B, and it's being forked over by SK Hynix, which is based in South Korea, to build a huge chip-making plant at Purdue's Discovery Park. It's also using money from a bill written by Senator Todd Young, meant to bring more chip manufacturing back to the U.S.
It's a pretty obvious problem, but it had taken decades to be addressed, and just happy that Indiana could play a role.
SK Hynix plans to hire around 1,000 people to staff the plant, set to be up and running by 2028. Kurt Darling, Network Indiana.
Monday at 8 a.m., EMA Director John Catino will activate the Emergency Operations Center.
We'll have our, what we call a policy group, come in, so it'll be our representatives from fire, EMS, police, Muncie Fire, Muncie EMS, Sheriff's Office, and we will all sit down in there and collect information that comes in from our trained spotters. They're actually turned our storm spotters from ham radio side to traffic spotters. We're going to have them throughout the county reporting back to the EOC any traffic congestion that we see or they see, and that's going to help us not only get that information out to the public, but also on the public safety side.
WLBC and WMUN Radio News will follow the developments through the day, including ham radio help from reporter Brett Busby for Madison County and more. Prairie Creek Lake and Park Muncie has Monday events planned, including a zip line, food trucks, and live music, all part of the Eclipse event. At a City of Muncie-sponsored live-action broadcast with our Jared Boomer. Totality hits at about 3:08 p.m. in the Muncie area. What would you say is the biggest issue impacting Hoosiers? Kurt Darling reports on what the numbers say.
Illegal immigration. That's the most important issue. At least that's according to 500 likely GOP voters surveyed by Indy Politics and Crossroads Public Affairs. 31% of those polled say illegal immigration is their top issue that Indiana leaders should help curtail. Where there seems to be more agreement, though, is legalizing pot. 67% of those surveyed said that they support some form of legal marijuana in Indiana, 33% indicating that it should be legal for recreational use. Kurt Darling, Network Indiana.
The Delaware County Housing Summit today is an opportunity for developers, elected officials, and stakeholders and residents to learn more about the county's current housing situation and best practices in local housing development. According to MuncieNeighborhoods.org, the event is today from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Ivy Tech Fisher Building downtown. A traffic stop led to a drug bust in Indianapolis.
IMPD officer Amanda Hipschman says detectives were on North Emerson Monday night
when they witnessed a hand-to-hand drug transaction take place in a nearby parking lot.
That led to William Collins being pulled over. He's a felon and he had a gun with him. That stop led police to a nearby business and they got a search warrant.
The search of that business resulted in the recovery of three additional firearms. Two of those had been reported as stolen previously.
The cops also found meth, cocaine, fentanyl, and marijuana. William Collins faces several drug charges. Donnie Burgess, Network Indiana.
In honor of the upcoming total solar eclipse, the Humane Society for Hamilton County will be hosting the Total Eclipse of the Heart adoption event.
At this priceless event, you can add a furry friend to your family by donating an amount of your choice instead of paying an adoption fee.
Everyone's trying to capitalize on this eclipse, and so we wanted to tie that eclipse in to the animals at HSHC who need help.
That's Lily Darling, Community Engagement Manager for the shelter. The event will be held Saturday from noon to 5 p.m. Learn more at hamiltonhumane.com/totaleclips. Sasha Nixon, Network Indiana.
Be ready to vote.
I'm Peter Killeen. With the 2024 election season right around the corner as early voting starts April 9th, anyone who wants to take part in this year's primary election but still isn't registered to vote has until April 8th to do so. Several ways that a person can register to vote, but perhaps the easiest would be visiting Indiana's official voter portal. That's indianavoters.in.gov.
Because some government buildings' hours might be impacted by the eclipse Monday, there could be an extension. Best idea? Get registered to vote or check it today. Steve Lindell live in our Master Command studio for WMUN. Best idea that cannot be executed that I just thought of when Sasha Nixon was talking. I think that Muncie Animal Care and Services, the Muncie Animal Shelter, should have had a total eclipse of the nails event for dogs. That's really pretty good. Too late now. Well, you know, there's another one coming, right? In like 600 years, total eclipse over. I don't know when the next one is. Emily can find out. I want to know when the next one is. Coming next, more of our news coverage from last night's candidate forum. If you missed any of it, you will hear a lot of it next on WMUN.
Fraudulent tax returns due identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Their U.S.-based restoration specialist are dedicated to helping solve identity theft issues, and all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which means if you lose money because of identity theft, LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan. Help protect your information with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com and save up to 25% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's GetEthos.
I need two things for my breakfast, and Silk gives me both. I need to enjoy it, because meals are meant to be enjoyed, right? And I need it to fuel my morning. Silk has flavors, varieties, and recipes so anyone can make a breakfast they love. A smoothie, cereal, there are endless possibilities. My favorite, I like smoothies. I like salted peanut butter and snickerdoodle, if you hadn't noticed. And it's a good source of vitamins A, D, and E to help power you through your day. It's plant-based breakfast perfection. Learn more about Silk products at silk.com.
Does your current trophy wife want a life insurance policy three times the size of your previous mistakes? Relax and call Big Lou at Term Provider. Big Lou says if you're in your 50s, even a bit porky, a $1 million term life policy should only cost about $200 to $300 per month. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He likes trophies too. For affordable life insurance, call 800-529-2856.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right, if the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020. Again, that's 1-800-506-2020.
Hear more? Replays uploaded daily on WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Coming up this morning, bottom of hour, Rick Ziegler will talk about the Three Trails music series live in studio. Now let's bring you to last night and some post-game coverage. This is the closing statement portion of the District 5 candidate forum from Anderson High School Auditorium.
Yeah, this is Raju. Raju is for you. Please visit my website, rajuforcongress.com. And also, I seek your full support. I have the experience that brings to the table from healthcare, business, and government, and foreign direct investment, jobs, and economic development. Economy is the only way we can solve some of the problems. Inflation must go down. We must create more jobs in the 5th district, and that deregulate some of those regulations that is affecting small businesses. I'm all about the next generation. Stop stealing from next generations. We must leave something for next generations, for our grandchildren and great-grandchildren, instead of fighting and not making any solutions, common sense solutions, and real problems. I'm also advocating for veterans. Must build a rebuild Marion VA hospital that can provide state-of-the-art, state-of-the-equipment, first-class hospital for veterans. Thank you.
My name is Max Engling, and I want to be your representative, but I need your help. If you go to maxforindiana.com, you can find out how to get a sign, learn more information about me, or how to volunteer. Second thing, though, we need better than a government that is $35 trillion in debt. We need better than wide open southern borders that are flooding our country with illegal immigrants, crime, and drugs. And we need better than food and fuel and healthcare prices that are 20% higher than when Biden took over. That's why I'm committed to cut spending in Washington. I'm committed to drive down the cost of living. I'm committed to secure the border. I'm committed to honor God, to listen well, and to take action on behalf of the 5th Congressional District. My name is Max Engling, and I ask for your vote on May 7th.
Thank you again. My name is Chuck Goodrich, and I appreciate you being here. It's very humbling and honored for you to come here and listen to our ideas. And I can tell you, I started off with saying, we all have the opportunity to live in the greatest nation ever known to the human race and pursue the American dream. And I can tell you, I'll work every day to protect the American dream. That includes border security. That includes generational poverty and how we deal with that and putting dignity back in work. That includes getting rid of this tremendous burdensome regulation that the Congress and Biden administration has placed on us in our personal liberty. And it includes building a budget that we can all live by. You live by a budget. I live by a budget. Gail Arlecchio lives by a budget. You can look at the finances of Indiana, and I was on the Ways and Means Committee, and we got a great budget in Indiana. We need to bring that to Washington, D.C., and that hard work, and I'll do that for you. Thank you for having me. Go with ChuckGoodrich.com if you want to know more. Get involved in my campaign.
My name's Mark Hurt. The whole reason I'm here is the common man. I'm thinking of that family, that man that raises his kids, that family that pays their taxes. They work real hard just to get by. There's too much movement towards special interests. The current system isn't working. It's you need a fighter. I would like to be the fighter for this district. And when I get out in D.C., fight against the unnecessary spending. I believe I'm the most experienced, the most prepared to be the best voice in Washington, D.C. for the 5th District. So I ask for your support if you want to be involved in the campaign. We got about 30 days to go before the Republican primary. Come down and see me. My website, markhurt.org. We have our reform ideas there. I thank the League of Women Voters for hosting this event and letting us debate the ideas.
Thank you. Every week, I meet with hundreds of Hoosiers like you that are so frustrated with Congress. I say, we don't have to put up with that anymore. That's right. We don't have to put up with a Congress that is not attending to our needs. We don't need to put up with an economy that makes it so hard to buy groceries every week. And we obviously don't need to put up with a border with millions of illegals crossing each year. Let me ask a quick question. Who out there would be thrilled if this is the last time someone like AOC, Nancy Pelosi, or let's say any of our existing Congress members could run for office? Say aye.
Aye.
That's why you need me in Congress to bring about congressional term limits, something over 80% of us agree on, because we're smart enough to know that nothing changes if nothing changes. Go to patrickmforcongress.com to learn more. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful night.
Hello, I'm Matt Pfeiffer. I do understand I'm the oddball here. Might be the Davy Crockett in the room, but I know I'm not at the top of the list, but I hope that something I said, if you're elected, instead of myself, you'll do something to fix. There's a lot of issues that I've tried to express tonight that can be looked at if you guys are elected instead of myself. And just for the record, I want to address something real quick. So during this polarized time and the climate, there's a lot of hate speech towards Mexicans. And is having a Mexican flag outside of a house of somebody who might have immigrated here legally from Mexico, who's proud of their heritage, really the biggest issue in America? And I hate slander, but I do feel like I need to address that comment just because, like I said, I have a lot of good friends in Mexico. So thank you.
I'd like to thank the League of Women Voters and Anderson High School for having us here tonight. Hopefully some of the things you've heard help to shine a light on the differences between the parties and the candidates here on stage. For me, I'm running because I want to ensure that our children grow up with as many freedoms as we did, not fewer. And right now, the way things are going, I'm not sure that's a given. I want to make sure that women are empowered to make their own healthcare choices, that seniors can retire and not have to work their entire lives, that our students get a high-quality public education that prepares them for the workforce of tomorrow, that people can afford to live in our district with the wages they earn from high-quality jobs right here in the 5th District. Friends, we've got to do something differently if we expect different outcomes. My name is Ryan Fenninger, and I'm a Democrat running to be your next congressman. I humbly ask for your vote in May and again in November. Please go to ryanforindiana.com to learn more about our campaign. Join us, and let's make the 5th District work for everyone.
Good evening again. I'm Deborah Pickett, and I'm running because I'm deeply concerned about the state of our country. I'm deeply worried about the state of our democracy. And I am deeply worried about the attacks on our personal rights. I can make a pledge to you that if you vote for me, that I will be working hard and vigorously to protect our democracy, that I will work vigorously to protect your rights to your personal decisions in your life that government does not belong in. I will also work for effective and efficient government for you. All I have to do is look, I ask you this question. Do you want any one of these Republicans in Congress right now? Right now we're seeing chaos under the Republican leadership. I want efficient, effective government. I want your Social Security payments to be delivered to you on time. I want to make sure that there's no gamesmanship when it comes to thank you.
Time.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm L.D. Powell. Thank you to the League of Women Voters, those here tonight, those listening online. As I opened up tonight, I mentioned that I believe the system is rigged. It's rigged in favor of career politicians and millionaires who can throw enormous amounts of money at buying the seats. So my challenge to you tonight is don't take the easy road. Good news too, I'm not going to be filling the airwaves with my name and negative ads. I will reach out to you via text message, emails, and my website and social media. That is the way we beat the system, as we go with the low cost way with and take big money out of the races. And so when I send you a text, do me a favor, open it. At least the first one. If I send you an email, at least open it, at least the first one, and maybe check out the website. That's the way we get the advantage back as the people, where we don't have the money or the resources or the political connections that some others have. I'm L.D. Powell. Remember, if you send me, I will fight for the border and securing our future.
Thanks, Lonnie. Yeah, so I'm with Lonnie. I'm tired of these millionaires. You know, they want your vote but not your voice. I want your voice and I want your vote. I'm here to represent you. I'm here to fight for you. Listen, the establishment on the federal level is bad, but you think that's bad? You ought to look at this local stuff going on in Madison County. We are being oppressed. The Republican chair here is picking, hand-picking candidates to go against good candidates. He needs to go. I'm going to confront him after we get done here, but because I hate talking about a guy, but he talks about me in the newspaper. He talks about me behind my back, and I'm going to confront you after this is over with because you need to be confronted. The people of this county are tired of you. They're tired of the elected officials. People, wake up. You have got to wake up and get some of these people out of here because this man is ruining our county single-handedly. Look at who you're voting for. We got a bunch of good candidates, a new Republican Guards, what we're calling it, and we're here. We're gonna fight for you. We're fighting for the common people. And listen, I love you guys. You guys are me, us. Let's fight these guys.
I think my Democrat opponent forgot to mention that we actually have Democrats in charge of the Senate and White House. That was chaos and lawlessness, but Republicans were able to hold their ground. And we do need President Trump to win, but he needs people that can fight for him and willing to have a track record of challenging the establishment of both parties because it became so corrupt and forgot about with the people. So I can tell you, look at our records, because while my key opponent, Chuck, he supported bills to funnel money to China, to his own businesses and his friends. And I will tell you, I will hold the ground to deliver on border security, I will deliver on healthcare and debt, and we will defeat China, Russia, and Iran, because it's a must. It's been my pleasure and honor, and thank you for having us.
That is from last night's candidate forum at Anderson High School. We broadcast it live on WMUN News Radio and Oldies 101 News Radio as a service to the community. We're very proud that all 11 candidates for the 5th Congressional District were willing and able to attend and to talk last night. If you'd like to review any or all of that audio as it aired, unedited, on our radio station, it is on WMUNMuncie.com right now. It's the top item, chronologically posted, all the audio from the shows and features we do on WMUN. In just a moment, we shall share with you some musical fun that is in the plans, in the works, and it's coming back again. That's straight ahead on WMUN.
There's a certain feeling you get when you open a book and dive into a story. But where did the story begin? What inspired it? And what exactly is the community reading? Find out by joining Cam and TC every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Page Turners, the broadcast book club brought to you by Muncie Community Schools, right here on WMUN, the talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM.
Everybody needs an edge. The other guy is working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically, and individual T levels in men decline 1% every year with age. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, and it's called Chalk, C-H-O-Q. 100% natural herbal extracts with game-changing effects on your energy, mood, and focus. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity with higher T and a massive boost of energy by taking Chalk's Male Vitality Stack every day. Take the 90-day Chalk Challenge and reap the benefits of the reigning champion of natural men's health with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a very limited time only, Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is giving our listeners a 30% discount with promo code USA. That's choq.com, code USA, for 30% off while supplies last.
Save big money on automotive products now at Menards. Good maintenance equals longer vehicle life. And Menards has the auto parts and mechanic tools from the most trusted brands to maintain your vehicles and keep you moving. Get superior engine protection with Valvoline Advanced Full Synthetic Motor Oil. It helps maintain fuel efficiency. Save big on Valvoline Motor Oil and check out our weekly flyer at Menards.com for all our deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Live weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Still to come before 9 a.m., the path of totality Monday may have narrowed. A miscalculation? We will observe the observers. That's a great tease. Rick Ziegler, you gotta be honest with me. That's a pretty good tease.
Excellent.
That's good. That hooks the listeners. Hi, Mom in Minnesota. Chicagoland is listening. Mike Rhodes is in his house on Alexa listening, and the 92.5 FM and 1340 AM terrestrial radio listeners are all there, too. Rick Ziegler runs the Three Trails music series, and we want to hear about this great event that you have planned for all of us again.
Well, thanks for having me on, Steve. I appreciate it. The Muncie Three Trails music series, which takes place at Cannon Commons over the summer, is going to be in its 11th year this year. The concerts are completely free, but they are quality artists. They're artists that have either been Grammy winners or Grammy nominees or winners in their various genres like Blues Music Awards or International Bluegrass Music Association, things like that. We look for critically acclaimed, nationally recognized groups that are also very good live.
It's always well received. Our Mike Rhodes from MuncieJournal.com, who is also a drone flyer, has actually been over the event getting some cool photos and stuff. I'm sure he'll think about doing that again. So let's run through the dates and the artists. Rick, let's just make people aware of when to set those calendar reminders.
Okay. First of all, all the concerts are on Saturdays.
Okay.
Keep that in mind. And they all start at 7 p.m. at Cannon Commons. And our first concert features artists that some people in Indiana might know. And that is Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, featuring the Reverend Josh Peyton, who is a fantastic country blues guitarist. He has been recognized as one of the best in the country.
I've heard a lot of buzz on that show already, just so you know.
They are Blues Music Awards winners, and they are great live. That's what they are known for, is their live show.
Good. Next one is?
The next one is on, I'm not sure what I said, Saturday, July 27th.
Okay, Saturday, July 27th. All right, very good.
Saturday, August 10th. Featuring bluegrass music with Joel Mullins and the Radio Ramblers. They play authentic, original style, Earl Scruggs style banjo playing and bluegrass. They won tons of awards, including Banjo Player of the Year and Entertainer of the Year by the International Bluegrass Music Association.
I don't know how to play anything, but I've heard the banjo is exceedingly difficult to be really good at. Am I accurate there?
I wouldn't know.
We'll just say yes. Yes, Steve, as a matter of fact, yes. Steve Martin, you know, comedian and so on. Yeah. He's really good at that. But these people are going to be right in front of us on the stage at Cannon Commons. That's great.
Right, and My Brother's Keeper will be opening for them. And I forgot to mention, should have, the Reverend Peyton Show. That show is sponsored by Defer Varan.
Okay.
And this year, the entire series is sponsored by Ball State University.
Okay,
so we thank them for that.
All right, third date and artist, please.
The third date is the Sensational Barnes Brothers. They are a soul gospel group from Memphis, Tennessee. We've had them before. Again, just great live. They're sort of, recall the heyday of Booker T and Stax artists like Sam and Dave and that type of thing, but with a gospel slant.
Nice.
They are fantastic.
And then I understand the fourth of the four artists you told me is a new sort of genre for the Three Trails. Am I saying that right?
That is correct. See, we love presenting all different types of music, blues, bluegrass, gospel, rock, everything under the sun, Americana. But we haven't had any what I will call classical music before. But on Saturday, September 14th, we'll be hosting Sybarite 5, which is a classical group. But they aren't truly classical. I mean, they'll probably do some Bach and things like that, but they also play Radiohead and Astor Piazzolla and John Coltrane and all types of different music like that.
Wow.
The Ball State University Jazz Ensemble will also be opening that show.
Okay, and you mentioned that Ball State is helping this year with some of the sponsorship,
they are.
Yes?
Yeah, as is Defer Varan and the Community Foundation of Muncie and Delaware County always helps out, as do Ball Brothers Foundation and Georgia Francis Ball Foundation and tons of corporations. The tax dollars are not used for this series. It's all privately raised. So don't complain like, oh, the tax money should be spent on this instead of that, because that's not the case with this series.
This is Rick Ziegler putting his heart and soul into this event every year for 11 now.
11 years.
And we're thankful for it. The community really needs to be more appreciative, I think, of these kinds of things that bring people together. And that's part of the part of the whole MO here,
that
right?
That was the goal. That's why I wanted to make it a free series so that everybody could come downtown and enjoy it. I know that, you know, we have sort of a railroad track north-south divide or town gown divide, and I want this to be a small part to help overcome that.
Well, that's a big part, and you should know that. Can we talk about next year yet or not? You said something to be off.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to push you, but I just wanted to make sure. Is that for public knowledge or not so much?
Yeah, no, it's fine because it's set.
Okay.
Next year, we're going to be expanding from 4 concerts to 7 because Ball State University approached me and said, can you do some concerts at our new Brown Family Amphitheater? And I said, well, as long as it doesn't take away from what I'm already doing, I don't want to switch concerts from downtown there. And they said, these can be additional concerts, and we'll help fund it if you want.
That is
and
great.
So we'll be having 7 concerts next year.
That is fantastic news.
That's 4 at Cannon Commons, 3 up at Ball State.
Absolutely fantastic. Schedule forthcoming. That's a year from now. Yep. We got to deal with these 4 first. Anything we haven't touched on, Rick, that you want to share with the community? And feel free to, sometimes you like to thank your sponsors. You've thanked a couple of them. I don't want to put you on the spot because that's hard. You have a lot of sponsors.
We have a lot of sponsors, you know, along with Ball State, which I mentioned, and Community Foundation, and Defer Varan. Which are stepping up, Normandy Flowers, Raymond James, Rundell Ernstberger Associates, Weidinger & Company, First Merchants Private Wealth Advisors, J. Crew, Brooklawn Services, Pride Mark Construction, 1925 Pub House, Versatile Metalworks, Muncie Visitors Bureau is on board this year, Downtown Farm Stand, Open Door Health Services, Will Hoyt Family Dental, Farmhouse Creative, International Public Radio, Marriott Courtyard, Advanced Signs. Those are our sponsors.
And WMUN, WLBC, and Wolf Boom Radio, very, very pleased and proud to help with your efforts.
We really appreciate that.
It is a grateful community on behalf of all of those that benefit from the music and the spirit that you bring to downtown Muncie at Cannon Commons for these events. Thank you for doing that.
Well,
Rick,
thank you, Stephen. Thank you for all you do for the community.
Happy to do it, and we'll continue to do as such. Rick Ziegler, the guest this morning, the 3 Trails concert music series coming up. We'll have all this listed on our website, by the way. The links will be within our posts to WMUNMuncie.com. More to come in a moment on WMUN.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Lowe's knows pros need the right tools for every job. That's why we sell the largest in-store selection of Klein tools anywhere. Find new items like the self-leveling green laser level for just $159.98. Plus, shop the Connect pass-through socket set for $49.98, which you can only find at Lowe's. Shop Klein tools in-store and online today, because Lowe's knows tools. Lowe's knows pros.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRUNK for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRUNK for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRUNK.
Texting and enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Ugh, leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
It's a key ingredient called Tesnor. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. Total T is backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text HUNK to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone-boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text HUNK to 321-321. That's HUNK to 321-321.
Folks ask, Salty Pete, what's the best part of being a pirate? Hello? It's all the buried treasure. I've been following this here treasure map all day. Time to dig. Oh, I once knew a lass in old Trolley with... Arr!
You just hit a power line.
Contact Indiana 811 at least 2 working days before picking up a shovel. It's the only way to dig. Learn more at 811.safedigindiana.com. Sponsored by the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission and aired by this station.
Does your business need a video to help promote the story behind your products or services? Hi, this is Mikey Skoglund, owner of Orange Wave Creative Media in Muncie. Studies show that people have an emotional connection with stories if they can picture themselves in that story. Our goal here at Orange Wave is to help you create an engaging video that tells your story and connects with potential customers. To get started, visit us at RideTheOrangeWave.com. We look forward to working with you.
Listen to Delaware County Today on Alexa. Just enable the skill. Then say, Alexa, play WMUN. Now back to Steve Lindell.
BSU men's volleyball win a share of the conference title, the MEVA, and Saturday, 5 p.m. Remember, that's senior night. We have a new listener in New Brunswick, Canada. Just blinked on the Alexa screen. We are huge. Let's get a snapshot of our day.
It's April 5th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. It's National Deep Dish Pizza Day. That type of pizza was invented by Ike Sewell in Chicago in 1943, the founder of Uno's Pizzeria. Of course, there's always the great debate of which is better, Chicagoans and their deep dish or New York-style slices. Also on this day, the world's largest suspension bridge opened in Japan in 1998. The Akashi Kaikyo Bridge's central span is 6,532 feet long. That's about 1.2 miles. It can withstand wind up to approximately 180 miles per hour and an 8.5 magnitude earthquake. A nightclub in West Berlin frequented by U.S. soldiers is bombed in 1986. 3 people were killed and the attack was later blamed on the Libyan Secret Service. And in 1955, a half-century career ends. Winston Churchill resigning as the U.K. Prime Minister. He helped create the alliance with the U.K., U.S., and Soviet Union against Nazi Germany. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
My producer on WMUN is Emily Guffey, and she has done some math. She says the next total solar eclipse will be in 2099. Cool. I'll only be 132 years old. I can look forward to that one. See dealer for details. So our eclipse on Monday could be as much as 1 mile narrower. Totality, 115-mile wide path, has now been calculated by some other brainiac to say it's only 114 miles wide. That means if you were going to be on the edge of the swath, if you drive 5 minutes the other way, you'll be okay. That is the summary of a story I saw in the Indy Star this morning. Apparently somebody at Earth Sky looked at the 2017 total solar eclipse and they figured out, whoops, we made a mistake. And they adjusted their map. Now, that was in 2017. Why are we just finding out about it today? By the way, for full disclosure, NASA says, we're right, they're wrong. 115 miles, quit worrying about it. I'm paraphrasing all of this because I'm running out of time. It's 8:49. By the way, this new map shows that the eclipse path shifts further away from Kokomo, and Frankfurt theoretically loses out on totality. Again, whoever you believe, everything will be fine. All right, everything will be just fine. Let's do some more post-game from last night's candidate forum. The summary at the end, worth sharing, from our anchor up in the sound booth last night, Brett Busby.
The past 2 hours have been filled with candidates for the 5th Congressional District from both major parties. One thing that you have to say for them, they were able to articulate their ideas adequately, their policy. They were able to talk about their beliefs and how they feel that government should run. They were passionate about it, but they were professional and courteous. And so you have to hand that to them, to be able to have them all on stage and to be able to handle themselves the way that they did this evening. You were listening to what we call a quadcast on WMUN and WHBU, both our AM and FM frequencies, and also streaming live. Now, you can also hear replays of this, I think, probably coming up from WMUN.com and 1240WHBU.com, as well as I'm sure in the next few days you'll hear excerpts on Delaware County Today with your host Steve Lindell, who was at the podium moderating this evening's forum. Steve Lindell, of course, does Delaware County Today Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., and you'll be able to hear portions of this, I'm sure, in the coming days. Once again, if you just joined us, you missed a great opportunity to hear the 5th District candidates articulating their ideas, but you'll be able to hear replays of that, I'm sure, in the upcoming days. We went just a little bit over what we planned on doing this evening, but that's going to put a wrap on it for now. For everyone involved here, Sean Mattingly has done a great job of helping us with sound here this evening, and of course, Steve Lindell on stage. I'm Brett Busby. I'd like to thank you for being with us this evening.
And Emily Guffey in the Axia Command Center last night and this morning. Thanks to everybody at the League of Women Voters for, excuse me, involving us in helping inform the community. Next item here, some will have problems with this Monday's event.
This is House Call for Health. As the excitement builds for the upcoming solar eclipse, so does anxiety for some people. Cleveland Clinic psychologist Dr. Susan Albers says many people are going to be in a group environment to watch the celestial event, which can lead to a heightened sense of emotion. To ease the anxiety, she suggests finding a safe and comfortable place to watch. Maybe do some deep breathing exercises and meditation. That can help relax and ease tension. Albers warns, don't forget about putting on your safety glasses if you are viewing the solar eclipse. She even suggests practicing ahead of time. Millions of Americans from Texas to Maine will look up for about 4.5 minutes to get a glimpse of the total solar eclipse. For those not in the path of totality, NASA will be live streaming the rare event. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Timing Monday for Muncie. The eclipse begins at 1:52 p.m. Totality runs from 3:07 to 3:11, and then it's over at 4:24 p.m. So that's the numbers for Muncie. It matters physically and geographically where you are. See dealer for details. Ending this week with our show, another story angle on the eclipse.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Today's Dean's List belongs to a 105-year-old solar eclipse fanatic from Texas. Laverne Beiser is excited to be witnessing his 13th eclipse this coming Monday. You might say he's been an eclipse enthusiast for much of his life and is witnessed them all over the world. His first eclipse was back in 1963 when he made his way to Maine, taking his camera with him to capture the incredible moment the sky turns dark in the middle of the day. He says one of his favorite photos was back in 1979 in Williston, South Dakota, but he's also traveled to Brazil to witness this incredible phenomenon. He will enjoy this year's eclipse in his own neighborhood in Texas, and he can't wait. He wants to make sure everyone who will be watching uses their special eclipse glasses, not to look directly at the sun, but then enjoy the moment when everything goes dark. Laverne, enjoy the eclipse. I will be thinking of you on Monday afternoon when I'm enjoying it too. Janice Dean, Fox News.
And as far as those eclipse glasses, there's a bunch of ways to get them and get a hold of them. Our sponsor is McCreese Vision Group. Dr. McCreese While supplies last, available at the Muncie Fire Stations. A lot of those donated to the Muncie Schools buildings as well. And a very nice service that Dr. McCreese has done for the community as well. That'll do it for this week. It's been a busy one. We look forward to another one of those. Entertaining and informing, talking about what Muncie, Delaware County is talking about every day. 8 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time on Eclipse Day Monday. We will have extensive coverage for Emily Guffey in the Axia Command Center. I'm Steve Lindell. Thank you for listening to WMUN.